Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Connection. I'm Craig Martin, here with Christina Martin. We are the hosts of the show. Welcome. Hi, Christina.
Hi. Hi, host. We are the hosts of the show. I like how you said
we
that.
We are. We are. And we're here to enlighten and entertain.
Yes. Ooh, good.
Making people think, making people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chart is good. Happy solstice, by the way.
Yeah, happy solstice. Oh, my gosh. Exciting day. Evened out the days and the nights starting fall. So exciting. Technically. I mean,
yeah.
For us Northern Hemisphere folks.
Yes. It's solstice for us Southern Hemisphere folks, but it's the spring solstice.
Right.
For them. So it's solstice for everybody today, where the day and the night are more equal. And whether you're heading into fall or heading into spring, today is a day of balance. And yeah, kind of, I think, nice. I happen to really like this day. I think 0 degrees Libra is a perfect day. There's so much harmony in it. You think about the scales and, you know, Libra and the way they're balanced and even the symbol, you know, like it looks like a little omega, looks like the Greek letter omega. It's very even and equal and balanced. And when I think about Libra, I think about how they are like an equalizer. When they're really functioning, high-functioning Libras can, like, definitely calm down arguments and fights, and like they're calming and soothing, and they can come into a situation and be like, okay, let's just figure out how to make this better. Like that's Libra. So that's how I feel about this day. Let's figure out how to make this better, whatever it is. And that's a nice thing. So we did just have the full moon.
Yes.
You and I were going to talk a little bit about that, and then we realized that the show was actually right on the equinox. So then we thought, oh, my God, we have to do an equinox show. But we did have a full moon not even 2 days ago, and it was quite beautiful, Pisces moon. I saw it when it was rising. It was beautiful color. It was like cream, off-white, orange. Like it had a little tiny bit of parchment paper. It was very pretty.
I love that. Appropriate for Pisces, the beauty.
Yeah.
The spirituality,
sensitivity.
Yeah, being
delicate.
Able to pick up
the delicate nature of parchment paper.
Yes.
Pisces is delicate. Doesn't mean weak. It doesn't mean weak. It just means gentle.
Really in tune with the subtleties.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
It's good.
So
yeah.
we were looking at the the current global energy, current position of the planets, and we were talking about how the sun is very close to Mars. And that for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be quickly catching up with Mars, and that it will join Mars in the sky at around 14 degrees Libra in 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
So roughly exactly 2 weeks from today, I think we'll be having a greater talk about the Sun-Mars conjunction in Libra. But that energy, we can feel it already because it's 5 degrees away already. We have lots of children that are going to be born in the next 2 weeks with the sun conjunct Mars, very strong-willed and very fair-minded, right? Like, because it's all going to be about Libra and enforcing the Libra energy. So I think we're going to see a little bit of that in the next 2 weeks, the government and people around us, you know, what's fair is fair. And we are going to have to show up for that. We're also going to have to stand in the fire of people who may not think it's fair.
stand in the fire of people who may not think it's fair. I see, right, having to take a little bit of the flack or do the, you know, Mars assertiveness, take a little bit of the fight, do a little bit of tension with Libra, with having to really balance. I mean, it does, Libra is the one that, although is so, like, is, you know, the softer of Libra, Aries, those two combos together. Sometimes I think of Libra as kind of a, they're subtly strong. Like if things aren't balanced, like they'll cooperate, they're very diplomatic, you know, they'll listen to what you have to say, they'll take it into consideration. But if that's not balanced, then
right.
There's a little bit of fire there, or a little fight.
Right,
that
I
comes
agree.
Out.
No, I agree with that completely, because they're all cardinal signs. So there's something inherently strong about them, because they like initiating, you know, the cardinal signs usually like starting things and new beginnings. And every Aries has a little bit of Libra in them, and every Libra has a little bit of Aries. So that dualistic nature. I noticed also that the moon is in opposition to Mercury. And while we don't really notice that or see that very much, it's a very interesting alignment. If you were on Mercury right now, our moon would look very full. full moon on Mercury. Yeah. It's a good title for a book.
Full moon on Mercury. Oh my gosh, the information you glean from that.
Since there are no moons of Mercury.
Right, it's going to have to take our moon. Sure.
Yeah. Looking out at the Earth tonight, children, you can see a full moon.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, and then there's a little bit of water. There's so much air, right? Like the blue dirty just
majority.
Said, the sun's in Libra. Happy solstice. Happy equinox, not solstice.
Yep.
I hope I haven't been saying solstice. Happy equinox. It's not the solstice.
Yeah.
Let's see. And Mercury is in Libra, and Mars is in Libra, and Jupiter and Saturn are in Aquarius. So that's 5 out of 10. It's a lot. That's a lot of air.
Yes.
That's a lot of air. And fire is, you know, the one element right now that we don't really have very much of.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't for a while. We won't for a while. Not, you know, like real constitutional fire in the chart will not happen until Neptune and Saturn go into Aries in 2025. There's no
Holy
fire.
Holy.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, right? Jupiter also will go into Aries maybe in like 2.5 years. So that's a little sooner. But yeah, there's no outer planet fire for a while.
Yeah,
so fire is the element that we don't have too much of. And the next major sign, the next major planet that will do that is Venus going into Sagittarius. But for right now, we have to rely on the moon being in fire in order for there to be any fire in the chart. And the moon is in Aries tonight. So there is a little bit of fire and creativity and willfulness and our ability to get our vision known, have our vision known or seen. Venus is in Scorpio. It's not the best placement for it, but I think she's shining lovely and brightly out there in the evening sky after the sun goes down.
Oh my gosh,
very
gorgeous.
Beautiful Venus. And Jupiter and Saturn are getting closer and closer together to go out. Yeah, before they really are going to part when Jupiter goes direct. So it's still a time for communication, friendship, intimacy with Venus in Scorpio. That could be, you know, sexual or physical intimacy, but more than likely it's about emotional intimacy, just our ability to be honest with people and express who we are and be seen and not be afraid of being seen. That's important with Libra. You want to be able to communicate with people, communicate from the heart. That's one thing that Venus in Scorpio could do for you. Because love is intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you're not. I know. Venus in Scorpio is kind of a hard placement for her to be there, but I agree. I like that. Using that energy well. The love is intimacy. Yeah. Self-love is being courageous and showing your vulnerabilities. So
tonight and tomorrow, Venus is going to be in opposition to Uranus. So if there is upset, or if you do, you know, like have some sudden positive encounter, like you might find out that someone likes you that you didn't realize liked you, or someone expresses that, or you might suddenly find yourself in a desirable sexual situation that you were completely not expecting, because Venus is in Scorpio and Uranus is in Taurus. So the energy for like surprising kinds of love or surprising kinds of intimacy, again, mm-hmm. on any level with people. You might also find yourself in a surprising conversation with somebody that feels very personal and intimate and open.
Lovely. That sounds nice.
Libra season, Christina Martin. Do you have any Libra in your chart?
I'm a Libra rising.
Libra rising, so that you can speak to this, you know, what do you think are the major qualities of Libra? What are the major personality qualities?
Well, I mean, obviously, really striving for harmony, really striving for, I think that Libra knows, out of all the signs, when you partner with someone in a really positive, healthy way, you get a lot more done. You can go farther. Life can seem a little better. So striving towards that, partnering up with people and, working on having your needs met and their needs met, and then get to something bigger and better at the same exact time. So striving towards peace and love, man.
I like peace. I like peace a lot as a word for Libra.
Mm-hmm.
I think because Libra is all about surrendering our own ego in an attempt to understand the other person's situation. It's clinical. It's not like Pisces. It's didactic. It's in the mind. But there's still a directive in Libra, like, you know, an operating directive that says you will compromise. You know, you will compromise. And in order to be able to compromise, you have to listen to what somebody else needs. There's no way to compromise with somebody if you're not paying attention to what they're asking for.
Correct.
So it's very different from Pisces, because Pisces is, I think, a lot more intuitive. Pisces doesn't really even have to ask. Also, sometimes they give when nobody really wants what they're giving. You know, like Pisces is a completely different energy, but I'm equating the two because they're both working on something similar, which is figuring out what somebody else needs and trying to meet that for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's certainly not Scorpio. Scorpio is an energy where, somebody tells you what they need, and then you can decide whether you want to do that or not. You know, it's a much more selfish kind of energy where, you know, you can be like, well, that's fine that you want me to do that, but I'm not going to. Libra is more like, okay, so you want me to do that. Let me figure out how I can, or if I can't, I'll try to meet you halfway. Or yeah. I'll figure out, you know, they come up with some kind of a solution.
And it's very, like you're saying, they come up with a solution in a, you know, thoughtful way. They're using their minds. They're, you know, using that ability to, like, objectively think and weigh things out and, bring all the details up for judgment to figure out what exactly is the right balance. So,
you must be just shocked and appalled when people are, you know, like when they act as if everything that's happening is happening to them. Like when somebody interacts with you and like, you must be like, what? You know, because with Libra rising, it has to be really startling for you to meet an energy that's very all about them.
Yes. I tend to think I do two ways. I either, yes, I'm taken aback because that's not how I live my life. Or I do the Libra thing where I'm like, well, you know, they think it's all about them. So I'll try to make it a little bit about them for a little while. Because that's important to them. And then maybe step away because I need some me time. So, yeah, try to balance out somebody else's ego. It takes a lot of work. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Or take a hard step away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens too.
Yes.
Hard step away.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's the balance with Aries and Libra.
Yes. So we want to wish our Libra listeners a happy birthday because today starts Libra. And this is actually one of the earliest start dates for it. Yeah. Is to have 0 degrees on the 22nd because you can have 0 degrees as late as the 24th.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah. Meaning that because we have leap years, the day of the equinox is not always the same.
September 20th. Yeah.
Right. It's not always the 22nd. In fact, a lot of the times it could even be the 21st, right? The first day of spring is March 21st. Aries. So, but that's also following. It just has to do with the alignment of the days, right? It, March follows February, and February only has 28 days. March has 31 days. September only has 30. So it's not always easy to remember exactly when it happens. I know that's kind of a probably inconsequential tangent, a meaningless thing to say, but it interests me. It interests me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and we're talking about Libra birthdays. So it's officially marked today.
Correct. Libra birthdays start today. They don't always start today.
Mm-hmm.
I know two people who were born on September 24th. And one person's sun is at 2 degrees and the other person's sun is at 0.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Exactly. So some people born in some years on September 22nd or September 23rd can still be Virgos.
Virgos. It's correct.
It's correct.
And that would normally happen. That would normally happen on the year before a leap year. Right. Once the leap year happens, then it sets the date all the way back to as early as it can be.
But
once you get to the year before the leap year, then it goes to the day that's as late as it can be.
Oh.
Yeah. So since today is the earliest, then I would venture to guess that next year is not a leap year.
It's not a leap year. The year before. Right.
2020
must have
been a leap year. Well, I could look it up, but according to my theory, very easy to find out. Yes, 2020 was a leap year.
Okay. There we go.
So that means that next year the equinox will be on the 23rd. And then the year after, in 2023, it'll be on the 24th. And then in 2024, when we have a leap year again, right, it will reset the equinox all the way back up to the 21st or the 22nd. Yeah, maybe I'm throwing myself under the bus to say that that's meaningless. I think that it's very interesting how the clock of astrology is more accurate than the date.
Yes.
I find that, you know, that's what's so interesting to me, is that the equinox is always obviously is at the exact same time.
Uh-huh.
It's always at the exact same time. It's the first day of fall. It's when the sun goes into Libra. And yet it doesn't happen on the same day, even at the same moment. So it just goes to show you how messed up the Roman calendar is. The Gregorian calendar is so messed up. You know, every 4 years you have to add a day. You got to do this. You know, you got to stand on your head and spin around 3 times in order to make sure that it all turns out to be okay.
Right. Don't they get it already? Jeez.
The equinox is happening every year at the exact same moment. It doesn't matter what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening right at the exact same moment. It's when the Earth passes into autumn.
Yeah, it's
and that's
so
where we are right now.
And you would think too, I mean, I'm sure farmers, you know, people that deal with the actual, you know, seasons and the harvest and the earth in
correct
a really day-to-day, you know, way.
Correct.
More
those
so
things
with
are correlatable. They are. We can correlate full moons with frost and there's correlations. They've been watching it for like 5,000 years. You know, like they go like, okay, so it's the full moon next week, so you can't plant until after that, or you better harvest the last of the tomatoes, or they're going to get burned, you know, by the full moon. So people paid attention to that, and then it worked. Yeah. And then it worked. I know when I had a house in upstate New York, I always paid attention to that. This year, you could get away with planting a little early, put out peas and put out this and that, a little on the early side. It might be worth taking your chances because the full moon's going to be in March, like really early. But if you have a full moon in like, you know, April 12th instead of April 30th, no, not in upstate New York. If you have a full moon in Aries and it's really close, this is the same. I can use this one. If you have a full moon in Libra, right, and it's now, you could get away with letting some of your vegetables go a little bit longer, all the way to the full moon that will happen at the end of October. But if you have a full moon in the second or third week of October, you got to pick them. Otherwise, they're going to get frostbite.
That's so
fascinating. Growing seasons, they knew whether they would have a longer or a shorter growing season based on the moon cycle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people could be like, oh, there's no science to that and whatever, but it does have to do with energy. It always has to do with energy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that, and I'm sure that a lot of people would think I'm completely crazy, but I know for a fact that the moon influences the weather. It definitely influences the tides. So how could it not influence the weather?
Right.
It's we just haven't really found the we haven't found the link. Yes, exactly. It pulls on the water. And there's a ton of water in the atmosphere.
In the clouds.
So as clouds and also just as water vapor.
Yeah.
So how could the moon not pull on the atmosphere? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that there might be something there.
It's good for the equinox.
Good for the equinox to think about these things.
Yes.
Balanced mind.
Right. We're at the tipping point. We're now making a turn.
Balanced mind. Mercury in Libra, Sun in Libra, Mars in Libra. It's a lot of, you know, need for truth. in some ways feels a lot like truth to me.
Hmm.
I know Sagittarius is all about truth, but Libra, how can you compromise and be diplomatic without truth?
Yeah.
Scales of justice, you know?
Right.
Maybe justice is a better word, but truth and justice kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. Yes.
Like in the cosmic sense, I know, like, obviously truth and justice don't go hand in hand in human court system, but you know, that's because lawyers are involved. But truth and justice go together in the metaphysical realm.
Mm-hmm.
Like justice is based on truth. Karma, Libra.
Balance that out. Exactly.
Karma, Libra, right? When you die, you go there and they're holding a scale.
There you go.
They're holding a scale.
Great Libra.
Right? And there's a feather on one side. And then they put your soul on the other side. And if it's a little too dark and a little too heavy,
down the goose shaft.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there is truth there. I never really thought too much about Libra and truth. But, you know, when you get into a partnership with someone, you can't lie about your needs. I mean, you can, but it's not going to work out for you. So,
relationship killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. People do it. They hide in relationships because they don't want to scare people off, but they don't realize that people get more pissed if you're hiding something from them and you don't disclose it. So this Libra season, make sure you're having open-minded, fair communications with the people that you love.
So good. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Works out for everyone, including you.
And we'll do a little quick shout out to some of our famous Libras. Well, we talked about how John Lennon and Gandhi were both Libras. You and I talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both so much about peace, right? So that's why when you said peace before, that was really extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
St. Francis of Assisi, who was so peaceful and lovely and beautiful. But some of our more modern people who are Libras, right? Eminem,
yeah.
Serena Williams, Kate Winslet, Kim Kardashian, Will Smith.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Balanced. Happy working on relationships.
Happy birthday to those people. Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars. Cardi B. Right,
Cardi
we talked
B.
also about Barbara Walters and Snoop Dogg. I think that they know each other. Or is that Snoop Dogg? Probably it's Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, right?
I think so, yeah.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are friends. Yeah, sorry about that, Barbara. So Olivia Newton-John, who's everybody's sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Newton-John and Sting and the boss, Bruce Springsteen. So, love them.
Yes.
I think I want to tell the listeners that they can find us online at the Los Angeles Astrology School or at Sage of Stars. Mm-hmm. And you can find Los Angeles Astrology School on Instagram, where we're doing daily astrological insights that are amazing and beautiful. With an image of the day and a bit of wisdom of the day. So if you'd like to capitalize on the astrological vibe, check out Los Angeles Astrology School at Instagram. And other than that, we'll be here next week. And I always love seeing you here.
Oh, I love it too. I love it so much. So happy to talk to you and to talk to all the people out there. And hope everyone has a good night.
Good night, everybody. Happy equinox.